With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Every Monday on the Wake Up Call, it's Missed Connections. This is where we go to Craigslist and try and reconnect love that might have been lost. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I was your Uber, man for woman. Beth.
Wow.
I'm not sure what tone to read this in.
Okay.
I think I'm going to give it an aggressive tone.
Okay.
I was your Uber over the weekend. I drove you to Sac Pride. I just wanted to tell you that whoever was making you cry on the phone is not worth your time. All you have to do is tell me their name, and I'll crush them for you.
Oh, boy. My God.
I won't stand for a gorgeous girl crying when I know I'm strong enough to end that pain. Respond to this. Give me a name. I'll take care of the rest. You're my angel, and nobody makes my angel hurt.
This feels like the beginning of a suspense thriller.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And this poor Beth, she never even said a word to that Uber driver. Mm-mm. She was just too busy crying on the phone.
Now, when I read this, though, I did have the thought, I don't know if Katie would be scared by this. Or mad that no one's ever wanted to hurt someone for her.
So I did not think either.
Mm-hmm.
And here is why. I don't believe in violence.
Oh.
Okay.
What if instead of I'll crush them for you, what if it was all you have to do is tell me their name and I'll passive aggressively make them cry and make them feel bad about their body?
Okay, so I am not somebody that feels better if somebody else feels bad.
What?
No.
You should try that on.
It doesn't fit. It would need to be I saw that you were crying, and I can't stop thinking about how sad you were, but also what a beautiful crier you are. And I would love to see. It needs to be about me. Mm. I need to be getting the one showered with attention.
Mm-hmm.
If that attention, even if it's negative attention, is on somebody else, mm-hmm. how does that help me?
Man, I'll tell you, though, it feels good to know that you've got people that want to hurt people who hurt you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that does nothing for me.
Oh, my God.
That does absolutely nothing for me.
That's great.
Because I feel like...
You feel like you've got a team. You feel like you have a real squad.
I really just want people around me to make me feel better. And unfortunately, I'm stuck here with you guys.
That's true.
All right, it's Missed Connections on the Wake Up Call.
Ex-preschool teacher buying noodles at Dollar Tree.
Ex-preschool teacher.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I was in line behind you. You are older and you are hot. You were talking to a little girl in line and you were going somewhere. Don't let this freak you out, but you were my sixth grade substitute teacher for 3 months when my teacher had a baby. I know this sounds weird, but I still want to do dirty things to you.
Oh,
I wonder if you will see this.
That took a sharp turn.
Oh, boy.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you guys ever have crushes on teachers?
Of course. Her name was Mrs. Bennett, and she had to break my heart and have a baby.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
What grade were you in?
Fourth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you take the news when you found out she was pregnant?
I was devastated. Didn't realize she was pregnant despite having a 9-month gestated baby in her belly. That never occurred to me. I'm a face guy.
Oh, of course.
So, and then I found out that, and also calling her Mrs. Bennett never occurred to me that she was pregnant or she was married.
Married. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but then one day she was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were told by, what would become my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Pepe, that Mrs. Bennett had a baby. Isn't that exciting? Her and her husband are very happy, and she'll be back hopefully before the end of the year. She never came back before the end of the year.
Wow, that one sentence. There's so many crushing developments.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Baby, married, might right. not come back. Ugh.
I know.
Oh my God, I feel for you.
It was enough to make me rifle through my pencil box to find something to attack Mr. Pepe.
What did he ever do to you?
He broke. He was the bearer of bad news.
I know, but he's just the messenger.
Well, sometimes
he didn't make her sleep with her husband and get pregnant.
No, he didn't. But sometimes you got to stab the messenger with a He-Man pencil just to make the point.
Right.
Love makes you do crazy
it
things.
It sure does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.